Welcome to our special opening event for the acclaimed series, Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. Brought to you by the Art of Love and Feminine Power Programs. Your hosts for the series are best-selling author Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, founder of Feminine Power. During tonight's special kickoff session, Amplify Your Love Manifesting Power, Arielle and Claire will share the highlights of their discoveries, mentoring thousands of women in the area of love for over the past decade, and give you an overview of the program, speakers, and five love manifesting keys you're going to discover in the next 10 days of the series. We're also excited to welcome special guest, New York Times best-selling author and spiritual teacher, Marianne Williamson, to lead a prayer and invocation to officially open the series.
Hi, to
Claire's
here. Hi, Arielle, are you with us?
I'm with you. Hey, Marianne.
Hey.
Hi, it's just us and a few gazillion other women.
This is an amazing love manifestation power circle tonight, so we're honored that you're here with us to officially open the series.
Well, thank you. Do you want me to just do that? Do you want me to just open it up for you with a bit of a prayer? Is that what you'd like me to do?
That would be beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, let's do that. So all of us take this moment to just take a deep breath and release all the distractions, all the energy that could in any way keep you from being fully present to what is offered here tonight by Arielle and Claire. And honor the part of you that drew you here. And honor the desires and honor the yearning. Honor the scars. Honor the tears and honor the joy of love that you have known in your life. Honor every moment of every path that has taken you to this moment. And know that the infinitely intelligent universe, to whatever extent you have succeeded in love, has a plan by which love will only get higher in your life. And to whatever extent you feel you have failed or been hurt in love, that same infinite intelligence has a plan for correction and for the beginning of a new path by which all that has broken might be repaired. And we take a moment to just consider what that infinite power is, God by whatever name. And it is to that power that we turn. And so, if you are in a situation where you can, close your eyes and join with compassion for all the other women who are bringing to this night and to this experience their own scars, their own wounds, their own yearnings, all of the men and the women who have been with us in our lives up until this moment, the men, the women who are with us on our journey now, letting go all unimportant things. We turn to the inner light, to the space of divine perfection, and we devote this experience to God, to the infinite spirit by whatever name. And we take this moment to honor the two priestesses, Arielle and Claire. And we pray that the spirit overshadowed them, that they might be filled with divine wisdom, that all of the love and the yearning in their own hearts might create a space of possibility whereby they might teach and give and share from the highest place in them to reach the highest place in us. And we bow before all of the other women on this journey with us. And we pray. Dear God, we know that you know what each and every one of us has been through. We know you know, dear God, our deepest desires and our deepest wounds. We place in your hands all of the relationships that we have been in. And we pray that a great wave of forgiveness come upon us, that we might forgive ourselves and others for any mistakes made before this moment. May we experience your mercy and give your mercy. And we place in your hands the loved relationships that we are in right now and pray that they be blessed and pray that they be lifted up above and beyond any walls that would divide us. And we pray that you place within our hearts, dear God, all that is magnificent and wise and true, that we might become masters at love. Remove from our hearts and minds any barriers to love, that love might flow freely into us and through us. Place in our paths the perfect partners, the perfect love relationships. Open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love. And from this moment and from this experience, dear God, may miracles now abound, unfolding within us and unfolding around us and unfolding in our present and healing our past and creating infinite possibilities for joy and love for us and for others in the future. Light the fire of divine passion within our hearts, dear God, that we might love you more and others more. That from this depth and from this fire, there might now emerge new life. And so it is. May Spirit be upon us and upon this journey, henceforth forevermore. And together, we all say, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Marianne. That was so beautiful.
Thank you. God bless you. I look forward to this just like the rest of you do. I hope it's everything that your hearts desire.
Thank you so much. It's love. Wow. It really took me to a very deep space. I'm deeply moved.
That's a nice way to begin, right? Look at your heart crystals blown open.
Wow.
Welcome
and I'm just
to the art of love.
Feeling this with all of us, our amazing tribe of women gathered here today as we begin this series. And I just feel so inspired and so grateful, Ariel, for you and the opportunity to create this together with you.
Oh, and thank you. It's always so much fun collaborating with you and having this opportunity to share love with so many tens of thousands of women around the world.
Well, I want to welcome you. If you're with us for the first time, if you've been at our programs before, we're so excited to have you with us, together with you. We can create a powerful field in which we can release what's been in the way. We can connect with our deepest vision, and we can open to experience and express and manifest and create the love that we were born to give and receive. We've been watching the amazing posts that have been coming in off of Facebook, and we're just blown away by the women in this community. And we really created this event for you. As I was leading my Feminine Power programs and Ariel was leading her Art of Love programs and Soulmate Manifestation programs, we got together and really saw there's something really significant happening for all of these amazing, brilliant, smart, conscious, creative, talented, successful women who are doing amazing things in their life, having amazing relationships with friends, family, and colleagues, but still really struggle in the area of love. And that used to be us, and over the years, we discovered some powerful keys that really enabled us to create extraordinary love. So it's really in that spirit that we wanted to create a program, especially for the women that we love and deeply care about. So we brought this together. And Ariel, do you want to share some of the posts we've been seeing coming in on Facebook? We can get a sense of our community as we're forming together as a group to go through the event.
You know, I can't see where they're from right now, but I see that Maurette says she's excited and looking forward to the online series, that her vision for love is an all-encompassing relationship with her best friend, love of her life, and a life where they put each other on the top of the cake. I love that. Top of the cake with love and passion, respect, integrity, honesty. And then Chrissy says, my vision for love is loving myself and finding a partner who does it with the same heart emotion, someone who will love my son like their own. I want to share intimacy, respect, compassion, adventures, travel, and feeling loved and giving love. And then Van says, my vision of love is to be fulfilled intimately and emotionally. I will love myself, and he will love himself, and we will have the space in which to love each other. He will be my best friend, and we'll have fun enjoying life, family, and friends. And Annabelle says, my vision of love is to have a relationship with a man who is not only my lover, but also my best friend. And I see us scuba diving together, singing together, laughing, and telling funny jokes together. And this special love is so rare that when it finds us, we will both treasure it for as long as God lets us. How beautiful is that?
Wow, that's beautiful. Love that. And Karen is here from Houston, and Carlin is sending love from San Francisco, and Liliana is in Miami. She says she's working late at night, and she's listening at work, so she's really appreciative to be able to tune in. And Lisa from Las Lunas, and Yolanda from New York City, and Diane from Atlanta, and Ellie from Bridgewater, and Randy from Port Townsend, and Angela from Sweden is with us, and Terry from Ohio, just amazing women from all corners of the globe. There's Sandy from Brisbane in Australia, and Chelsea from Johannesburg, and who's here? Eileen from Singapore, and wow, I'm just feeling into everyone as we gather. It's amazing to feel us all here. We have so much. Wow, what a powerful field for us to be in together. I mean, this is what's just amazing to feel this. We want to give you an overview of what we're going to guide you through in the next hour or so together. But first, we want you to know that that you really are in the right place, that we know that the women who are part of our tribe, who are seeking to create new love, are really yearning for a true soulmate, a life partner, a best friend, someone who can meet you on every level, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, be a partner financially, be able to co-parent if you're raising children, or really lead in the exciting things that you're doing in your life, someone who can be a best friend, a cheerleader, who will love you unconditionally for who you are and stand fiercely with you and even maybe challenge you to become the best version of yourself. And we can sense and feel this is a new possibility for love, for partnership on the planet. And for us as women, it's been so difficult and so challenging on so many levels for a lot of reasons we're going to go into and share more about with you tonight. But I want you to know that the struggles that you have been having, you know, both of us want you to know this, the struggles that you've been having and the challenges really aren't your fault. They're part of a much bigger story. And this deep, lasting love is possible for you, and we're really standing with you and for you.
And, you know, I really want to acknowledge everybody who's listening in right now for taking a stand for yourself, for, you know, declaring that, yes, I am ready to create big love in my life. And I also want you to know that Claire and I have both been exactly where you are. We both knew way too many lonely nights that, you know, we thought were never going to end. We felt that the men that we wanted to be with, that guy, like, didn't exist. And we both had moments when we really feared that we were destined to be alone forever. But here's the really great news. We both went on to create extraordinary, I mean, out of this world soulmate marriages with amazing, exceptional conscious men. And believe me, if we can do it, you can do it. I mean, it took me till I was 44, and more of that was my fault than not, you know, because I wasn't paying attention. But you, we're going to show you later on how you can start your relationship tonight.
That's exciting. We're going to guide you through a process where you can begin this soulmate life partnership tonight together in our circle. And we're going to we're going to share about why it's been so challenging for us. We're going to share our own stories of transformation, the exact things that we did, part of how we discovered a lot of the key work we'll be going into in the sessions during the series. We're going to share exactly what we did to cause a breakthrough ourselves. We're going to talk more about the yearning that we have for a true soulmate and what that is, and how to recognize that in a life partner. And we're going to share the five key shifts that are the foundation for the seminars that you're going to be experiencing in the series for the next 10 days, as well as an overview of all the speakers and the panels and the success stories so that you can get the most out of the program for the next 10 days.
Yeah, we actually have gathered 47 love and relationship experts and researchers, coaches, and best-selling authors, all of whom are providing their wisdom and insights and techniques, especially for conscious, smart, successful women, women just like you. And this is information that it's likely you've never heard before. And we've got folks like John Gray, Alison Armstrong, Deepak Chopra, Marcy Shymoff, Dr. Laura Berman, Jean Houston, Neil Donald Walsh, just an amazing list of people.
Well, and Marianne's going to be sharing her work on invoking the goddess Aphrodite to manifest and create love. That's one of the first sessions, too.
That's right. Oh, I can't wait to hear that. And then we also put together 9 powerful and successful women in the personal growth field. This is J.J. Virgin, Marianne Morrissey, Sark, Melanie Benson-Strick, Liz Dawn, Shanda Sumter, Jan Desai, Liana Chalulli, Colette Baron-Reed. And these women manifested their soulmate in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And they're going to share with you exactly what they did to make it happen. Exactly what they did. So this is going to be a life-altering 10 days where you're going to get to discover the path to manifesting great love and making your biggest love dreams come true. So as we begin the journey together, Claire and I want you to know that we are holding the space for you, like starting right now, holding the space for you to use this series as a springboard for creating the love of your life. And we have a very clear intention that we're able to provide you with healing, inspiration, clarity, and an action plan that's going to lead you to the deep, nurturing, and fulfillment soulmate partnership that you absolutely deserve.
Mm. I love that. I love that. I want you to say that again, that you absolutely deserve it.
And I am 100% certain that not only you deserve it, that it's extremely possible for you, and that it's going to happen.
We're standing with you. I'm holding that also for each and every one of us in the circle to experience this profound love, partnership, joy. And, you know, let's maybe dive in here with starting off with why it's really been so hard for us. I mean, this was an area of my life I struggled with for, I would say, probably close to 18 years of, like, suffering and confusion. And I know you have a similar story, Ariel, that we have, you know, we're going to go into. But, you know, something big is really happening for women at this particular moment in history. We have all of this brilliance, all of this power, all of this opportunity. I mean, how many badass, brilliant, amazing women do you know in your life? I mean, everywhere I go, I see all of these incredible women who are up to creating amazing things. And yet, studies show that on an internal level, even though things are happening in our lives, in our careers, that we're less healthy, we're more lonely, we're more isolated and depressed than ever before. And according to a study in the New York Times, an increasing number of us, 50% of women in the United States, are living at home without a partner. You might have also noticed that a lot of women are leaving relationships, or they're unhappy in relationships, right? So the answer is not just to get into a relationship. That's not what we're yearning for. But those of us, so either we're single, or a lot of us who are in relationships, we're not having great relationships. One study shows, this is a fun fact, that we're having a lot less sex than our grandmothers even. I love that statistic. Because we're working and we're exhausted and we're doing all of these things, and the complexities of life are really unprecedented. And the divorce rate, as you know, it's 50% for first marriages, 64% for second marriages, and a staggering 73% for third marriages. So, you know, it's like either we're alone or we're struggling in relationship. So why is it so hard to attract and sustain the love that we know in our bones we were born to give and receive? And this is what we're going to be exploring and answering throughout the entire event. But we are going through one of the biggest shifts in human history. The dynamics between men and women have forever changed. And the mindsets and the approaches and the assumptions and the role models that we grew up with, they're really insufficient for us to fulfill on the potential that we can now feel for this true soulmate life partnership. And so many of us have felt, have spent years feeling like we're not good enough, or we're not worthy, or there's something wrong with us, or maybe we're not meant to have love, or, you know, maybe we are, there's no good conscious men out there, you know, with all of these dilemmas and double binds. And the thing that I've really seen, and I know this is true for you, Ariel, when we were comparing notes, is that it really doesn't have to be this way. If this is your experience, you haven't yet discovered the five keys that we're going to be sharing with you in the 10 days throughout the series. So we don't want this to be you any longer. We want you to have the love that you were, really came here to experience. And the truth is, Ariel, that having a successful, happy, loving relationship is such a key to having a successful, happy, and fulfilling life. You know, I grew up at a time where it was like, oh, well, you could have a partner or not. But can you share about that Harvard study? It was fascinating.
Yeah, well, there's actually several studies. One was just completed at Harvard over 75 years, where they studied their graduates, and they wanted to see who had the happiest lives. And what they found was it wasn't the people who made the most money or had the most fame or the most success. It was the ones with the happiest marriages. And then there was another study where they discovered something that they call the marriage effect. And what they found was that people who were in a long-term, happy, satisfying, fulfilling marriages healed faster and lived longer. So if you're somebody who's exercising, doing yoga, meditating, chanting, praying, drinking green juices because you want to live a long, healthy life, all the science is showing is, yes, that stuff's good for you, but the number one thing you can do to ensure your health and your longevity is to put your attention on having a happy marriage.
So, I mean, so that's amazing. And I can speak firsthand now, celebrating 10 years very soon with my amazing husband. It's just that the foundation of support and connection has really enabled me to, I'm a much happier person in a way that surprised me or I didn't expect, because I kind of, you know, I think we're taught to minimize that, we don't need a partner to be happy, or we kind of, you know, we can have a relationship or not, but you having the opportunity for this level of support, being seen, of being known, of being loved and supported, we want you to have this in your life.
Oh, absolutely. I would have to say, after, really being together 19 years, 18 of them married, I'm not only happier. I was happy before. I was very, you know, I had a great life, but I'm much happier and even better. I'm healthier.
Yeah.
Having a lot more fun. So I want to just for those of you that might be hanging on to a couple of love blocks, maybe you're thinking you're too old or too fat or too broke or too damaged or too unlovable or even worse, too successful. I want you to know that Claire and I are here for you. We're here to love you and guide you and support you and take you by the hand step by step through this entire series so that you will manifest the love relationship of your dreams. And the other thing I most want you to know right now is that there are more than enough, listen to this carefully, more than enough conscious men out there for you.
Right, there really now, are.
It's really so true. And I know you're thinking, well, I don't know where they are. We're going to tell you where they are, and we're going to tell you how to spot them, because there's a few things you may have been doing not quite right, and you've been missing them. But there are more than 7 billion people on the planet right now, and half of them are single. Statistically, you cannot not meet a potential soulmate all the time. So we've designed this series to offer you a big, wide variety of approaches, and we're going to show you how to transform some of these limiting beliefs. We're going to show you how to understand men in a way that's going to help you not only find them, but create a lasting bond that's going to have you really experiencing bliss and true love on the deepest levels.
Awesome. So why don't we start, Ariel, with your story? Because we have lived this, we have been through this, and it's often really helpful, I think, when we share our stories to get a sense that, you know, our own experience is not personal to us.
No, that's for sure. Well, here's my story, and it's a little long, but what happened was I was really fortunate to master the art and science of manifestation when I was about 30 years old. I came across a variety of prayers and processes and rituals to co-create my life with the universe, to manifest my desires. And I focused almost exclusively on building my business, because back then I had a PR firm where I specialized in working with self-help authors. So I worked with Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Marianne Williamson, Neil Donald Walsh, Dean Ornish. I worked with Deepak Chopra for 12 years. And it was just so much fun, and I was totally a type A workaholic. I loved making stuff happen. And, you know, in between I would date, and I had a few committed relationships, but overall, my love life just sucked. I mean, that's just the truth of it. I was always miserable with the guys I was involved with, and I was always trying to change them. I just thought if I could fix them, I'd have this great love life, which, of course, didn't work. But I wasn't really all that serious about it until one Saturday night. I remember this so clearly. It was about midnight. And I had just gotten home from hosting and producing my largest fundraiser ever. I had started a nonprofit in LA to help homeless women with children. And I created this big event, and it was a spectacular success. I raised $250,000. It was a sold-out gala. Everything went off perfectly, including Martin Sheen, who was a big supporter of mine. He came and he did all the press interviews. My parents had flown in from Florida to come. It was all just amazing until I got home. And when I got home, I realized I had no one to share this incredible experience with, no one to celebrate with, no one to hug me, no one to revel in the brilliance of the night. I was just alone. And I remember feeling like, am I going to be alone for the rest of my life? And then Monday came, and I was off and running again, completely distracted with my business, enjoying my work, until the following Saturday night at 11 o'clock when I was driving home from a screening. And all of a sudden, that sad feeling, like, enveloped me, and it was like, oh, no, I'm still alone. And this actually went on for a few more years. You know, I kept thinking, I really need to give my love life more attention, but I was completely distracted with work. And then something changed. And before I tell you what happened, I just want to say, for those of you who have never heard of me before, don't know me, I'm kind of a bottom line person. I like to speak my mind. I'm not much of a diplomat. I don't sugarcoat.
You don't mince words.
I just, exactly, right? I just call it as I see it. So this is good in business, right? I'm a clear communicator. You know, nobody has to wonder where they stand with me. So this works great in work. So what I discovered was it's a quality of mine that most men never found endearing or attractive. So I'm going to share this really embarrassing story. So I go out on a date with this guy one night, and it wasn't going well. He was pretty superficial and obnoxious, but he said something quite unintentionally that changed my life. And here's what he said to me. He said, "You know, Arielle, you are one tough and powerful woman. I'll bet you scare the shit out of most men." And then he tried to kiss me goodnight, but I dodged him and I jumped out of the car. But as I was running into my condo, I kept hearing his words over and over again. It was like a negative feedback loop that kept saying, "You know, Arielle, you're one tough, powerful woman. I'll bet you scare the shit out of most men." And I was just shocked because up until that moment, I had never thought of myself as tough or powerful. But I was wondering, you know, is that how I show up? And I was just so completely embarrassed and humiliated. I didn't want to talk about it to anybody except my friend and our friend, Marianne Williamson. And I shared this with her, and she said, "Oh, honey, I know exactly what you need. I'm taking you on Tuesday night to see Dr. Pat Allen." I was like, "Who in the world is that?" Well, it turns out she's this psychologist who had a great reputation for providing women with really amazing, wonderful insights about masculine and feminine energy. And what I learned at her lectures was that while my practical, assertive, results-oriented approach to work was great for my career, it meant that I was living mostly exclusively in my masculine side, and that I had somehow managed to really hide my receptive, softer, creative, feminine energies. So I needed to learn how to access my feminine if I wanted to end up with a masculine man. Now, of course, we all have masculine, feminine energies, and we can use them. But I was learning that I really needed, at least on dating time, to tap into my feminine energy. And one of the ways I was able to, you know, help myself do that was I created a plan. So, you know, I'd go to work, and then I'd come home from work and start getting ready for my date. But I would take time to dance, and I would take a bubble bath with my aromatherapy, and I would breathe, and I would listen to music, and I would remind myself, do not talk about work unless he's asking me, like, don't get into, "Oh, I had the most amazing conference call today with Deepak, blah, blah, blah." And so I actually had to train myself to do that. And then once I saw that I could be better at dating, I decided to get ultra serious about my love life, and we don't have time right now for me to tell you that whole story, but what I did was I took all the manifestation tools that I had used to build my career, and I figured out a way to transfer them and apply them to my love life. And within 6 months, I met Brian. Within 3 weeks, we got engaged, and a year later, we had 3 weddings. And as you mentioned, in June, we're going to celebrate our 18th wedding anniversary. So that was, like, you know, amazing. But what I think was even more amazing than manifesting my soulmate was how it healed and changed me. And one of my most vivid memories of this is early on after we got engaged, we were at my house. We were standing on the balcony looking out at the ocean. And Brian wrapped his arms around me, and he whispered in my ear that he would be there for me for the rest of my life. He would be there to hold me and take care of me, and that whatever happened, good or bad, he was there. And it was, I practically melted, you know, because for the first time in my life, I really, truly felt safe on the planet. You know, I think it actually altered my DNA, because I was suddenly in this place of such peace and such serenity and such calm. And it was a state that I hadn't even realized was lacking until I had it. So I mean, I could go on and on, but, you know, enough about me. That's what happened. I got these amazing gifts.
Well, that's so true, though.
And I'm healthier.
But that's my experience, too. It's like you're rewired and recalibrated on the deepest level of your being.
Yes, 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 yes. And I guess one of the more surprising gifts that came with having soulmate love was my income doubled. Now, I didn't work harder. I didn't have a new plan for work. But this level of safety and serenity somehow doubled my income.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, one amazing. Last thing I want to say about this.
Yeah.
Because I just popped into my head. Sorry. So not only did this program work for me, I went on to share it on with tens of thousands of people in the future, and it's worked for them too. But Deepak taught me something years ago that really made a difference for me. He said that when we have the desire for something, the desire is the seed and the proof for the fulfillment of that desire. So I want everyone listening to know that you have chosen to be with us right now in this moment because you too have this desire for love. So no matter what your past love history, no matter what your current circumstances might be, both Claire and I really, really want you to know that you're totally deserving of love. And by putting in this time and energy and intention and attention onto your love life, it can completely happen for you.
You know, I am more convinced than I ever was, and I was already completely convinced that this is really this kind of love that you described, the experience of receiving when Brian put his arms around you and whispered in your ear. This kind of love is possible for each and every one of us, and it's the nature of soulmate love. It's exactly what I experienced with my amazing husband, Craig, and it's really the nature of love itself. I mean, love itself and the nature of love is unconditional, is all-encompassing, and when we can create a relationship like that where we experience it in human form together, and create a partnership, a foundation for all the other things that we want to create in our life. It just expands our potentials in each and every way. So I always love hearing your story. I always smile. It always lights me up, and it's such a model of possibility, Ariel. So let me share with you, because love was a source of immense pain and heartbreak and confusion for me. And I was a really smart woman who was not confused about anything else in my life. I was the person people would come to when they had challenges or issues, and I would always be able to solve those problems that my own love life I couldn't figure out. I understand it now, stepping back, but I was really a very kind of powerful, high-achieving person from a very young age. You know, I remember kind of leading projects in my school when I was 8 years old. And even as a teenager, I don't think I've publicly confessed this before, but I wore pants to my prom because I didn't want to be like one of those feminine frou-frou. But I never had any trouble attracting men. You know, as they were kind of attracted to me, but they would just never really commit to me or stay with me. And so, the thing that you said, that you scare the shit out of men, I'm sure that was what was true. You know, men would be both attracted to me and also kind of run screaming. And this was confusing because I had really yearned for love and I had ached for love. And I had lots of men who were always in my field, but I had this very painful pattern where I would meet, I'd have an amazing connection and we'd fall in love, and I would somehow be in this dynamic where I'd end up caretaking them, giving so much more than I was receiving, and then, you know, have the relationship fall apart and they would leave. And I'd be heartbroken for years at a time. And I thought maybe this is because I'm not meant to have a partner. You know, the yearning that I, you know, had was for someone who could be really a full partner, who was even, you know, more, you know, someone who could meet me on all of these levels. But I would either have the experience, and I talked about this with John Gray in his session in the series, and we go into this in depth, but I had this experience of, you know, as someone who is also, you know, a very kind of conscious person who I had a profound spiritual awakening and a sense of calling and mission. And in my life, and I wanted someone who was kind of a conscious spiritual partner. And I would either meet men who were, they themselves were fairly in their feminine. They were, you know, they shared my values and my vision. And so I would end up kind of moving into this caretaking role with them because I was more capable and able to generate in so many ways. And men that I met who were the kind of strong alpha types weren't really conscious or spiritual and didn't really share my values. So I felt like there were all of these, you know, double binds, like kind of in dilemmas. And at the end of the day, and after the fifth kind of relationship where I moved in with someone and it didn't work out and I was heartbroken, it just kept on repeating. I just thought maybe I'm meant to be alone. Maybe that the person I'm wanting doesn't exist. And then one night, you know, years later, after I kind of resigned myself to be alone, I woke up at 4 a.m. and I felt just the grief and the isolation and the depression that, was deep down underneath that, because at a deeper level, I knew I wasn't designed to be alone. I was really designed to love. And so the next morning I woke up and I made a commitment to really do everything that I could to look at myself, to, you know, apply a lot of the feminine power tools and keys that I had just begun teaching to my own love life. And I began a process where I had an amazing series of transformations. I looked at my core beliefs and I really saw that I had valued myself for what I could do and what I could accomplish. And this is something that's very much in the culture of where women have gone to access power and achievement. Marianne's going to talk about it in her session in the series. I'll talk more about it in my session. But it's a big thing where, you know, we as women, we're a generation of women where we've been taught and reinforced to value ourselves for what we can do and what we can accomplish and not who we are. And so, you know, therefore we've become very focused on what we can, you know, do and create, and we're leading with our resumes, and that was really me, you know, and what can I do for you? And I would, you know, kind of lead with that. And on a deeper level, my essential self, my feminine self, I felt like I wasn't really worthy. And I thought, well, what would happen if I did meet a man who was more powerful, successful in ways that really held a space to me? It's like, well, I'd be out of a job and I wouldn't have any value. And I did a really profound practice that I'll share in my seminar, but right here, I'll just tell you about it, that I got to this old belief of not being wanted and the deeper truth. And my very existence is more than enough. My very existence is more than enough to fulfill my beloved beyond his wildest dreams. There's nothing I need to do, no one I need to be other than who I fully am to be worthy of love. I don't need to control. I don't need to make it happen. I don't need to push. I need to let go. I need to open and be fully and completely myself. And with that opening and that power statement, I began to have a vision of this amazing, amazing partner. And I'd never felt that, Ariel. You know, I hadn't been able to see, like, because it's like what I was yearning for was not anywhere in my experience. It wasn't in my history. And, so I began to feel into just the energy of this amazing man who was a full partner and a full equal in every way. And I needed to do a lot of work to expand and to open and to let it in. And a whole series of synchronicities led me to have an intuition. Now, I was going to a conference in Germany 10 years ago this weekend. I can't believe it. 10 years ago this weekend, I was attending a conference in Germany, and I was looking at one of the speakers before the conference, and I felt the energy of this man I'd seen in the series, and I went and I met him at the conference and had the most amazing experience of recognition, and he was the man I'd been seeing and feeling in this visioning. And we were together pretty much right away. And my husband, Greg, is the most, I mean, beyond anything I could have imagined in terms of a soul partner. And we were just reflecting last weekend, and we were kind of talking to each other about, like, well, what's the most amazing thing about having found each other and being married together? It's just this sense of, like, there's not a me anymore. It's like we're really in this together. And I, you know, having that experience of just being so completely unconditionally loved and so seen and so met with someone who's an equal, who's actually even more powerful and advanced in so many areas that have catalyzed me. And, you know, I've catalyzed him. You know, we've really done that for each other, has been the most amazing experience of my life. And I'll never forget when we went to Yosemite this weekend 10 years ago, you know, he started weeping when we were sitting beneath this waterfall on these amazing rocks. And I said, why are you weeping? He said that you exist. I've been dreaming about you since I was 11 years old. You know that you exist just fills my heart with joy. And that was that power statement, you know, this awakening to my very existence. There's nothing I need to do to be to get love. Love is the nature of life. And, you know, my beloved loves me completely for who I am. And stepping into that was one of the deepest transformations of my life. And being with Craig and, you know, like what you said, as a result of that, it's catalyzed everything that I'm able to do with feminine power and my work to be of greater service to so many people. And expanded my reach, my impact, my income, on all of the different measures of success. Having a soulmate relationship has been the foundation for actualizing all of my potentials in life. And I just feel so incredibly grateful and so incredibly, trying to feel what I most want to say here. Really a fierce stand for every woman in our circle to know and experience love and partnership like this. So.
Yeah, and the thing that I love about your story is that you are still very much you. Craig is very much Craig. So you're both these independent, you know, amazing people, but together you're a force of nature. Because you know, so, I know people think, oh, I'm going to lose all this freedom if I'm in a relationship. But really what's really true is that the healing that comes with that level of love gives you so much freedom, you know, and there are conscious men who want to revel in your success and your brilliance and your independence while totally being your safe place to land.
Yeah, wow. Thank you. Well, I'm excited because this week you're going to be sharing your seminar in the series. We're going to go into more of the actual processes that we personally worked with and used in those sessions. I hope you join us for that. But you know, what we began to see in looking at my experience, Arielle's experience, and working with so many women is that there really are five key areas that conscious women who want to create this kind of soulmate love must really master to succeed. And we absolutely know that when you apply these keys to your life, you will create a breakthrough. You will create a space for this kind of love. And we've created the entire program over the next 10 days to take you through really a step-by-step process with our leading experts as well as our role models of inspiration to really unlock these keys for you so that you can manifest this in your life as well. So we'll give you a quick overview of the key areas, and then we're going to dive in and dive into the first one of them tonight and then share about the others and the highlights of the speakers and the different panels and how you can get the most out of the series. So what we've really seen is that to create this kind of soulmate life partnership, you must have a clear vision. You must have a clear vision, and you need to be happy and fulfilled and create this kind of love. You must create a vision for someone who is both a soulmate and have a clear sense of what that is, but also have a clear sense of someone who is able to be a great life partner, who possesses the qualities of being a great life partner and is really ready for a relationship. We're going to show you how to do that. We're also going to show you how to release your limiting beliefs about men, about love, about marriage. The truth is that you are worthy of being loved at this level. We're going to show you how to activate your feminine power so that you can raise your love vibration. You can begin to amplify your power to manifest and attract and create and draw in the right person. And we're also going to show you how to become a magnet for a conscious partner so you can attract the kind of partner that you're looking for. Because the truth is, the old rules of dating don't apply in this realm of conscious relationships in the same way. There really are ways for you to show up without dimming down your intelligence, your ambition, your creativity, your spirituality, and your power. And we're going to also show you fun ways to make connections and be able to really sort through quickly, because it's hard to know, you know, is this someone I should see again or invest in. We'll go into that. And you really need to know how to not waste time with the wrong people so you can not lose energy and really draining false starts and feel really empowered and confident. So we're going to give you all of these keys throughout the series. And we want to start tonight with the first one and start with visioning your soulmate life partnership. And to be able to unlock the power of this first key and have a clear vision for what you want to create in love, you really need to know what worked or what didn't work in past relationships. You need to be really clear on how you want to feel in your new relationship. So you want to have this feeling that Ariel and I were really sharing and kind of transmitting in our stories of being unconditionally loved, seen, adored in spite of your imperfections and flaws. You want to have a feeling of what that feels like. You need to have a really clear idea about your must-haves and your deal breakers. And you need to know who you are and what matters, what you value, and the kind of life that you want to have. And you need to know what to look for in someone who'll be a great partner. Ariel's going to share about that in just a moment. And you need to know and have a sense of your own value, of what you have to bring to the relationship. And you need to have the qualities of being a great partner, being able to forgive, being able to listen, being able to prioritize the relationship. So when you have all of these things, you have a clear vision of love, and you've unlocked the first key. So let's go through it, Ariel, and do it together. Some of the highlights, one of the most important aspects of this first key is, really, what is a soulmate, and what is someone who's a soulmate, and what is someone who would make a great life partner, and why is it that we need to have both in our vision for love?
Well, I believe that a soulmate is somebody that you can completely be yourself with, somebody with whom you share unconditional love, and when you look into their eyes, you have the experience of being home. And there are a lot of people already in your life that would fit that definition. It could be your parents, your kids, your siblings, your friends, your coworkers. But when it comes to a romantic soulmate and somebody who's also going to be a great life partner, you need a little bit more. So you need someone who's going to, that you'll have chemistry with, compatibility, connection, great communication skills, and perhaps most importantly, a shared vision for the future. You know, these are things that are going to all contribute to your long-term happiness. You know, as you mentioned, somebody who shares your values, super, super important. You know, and then when you're meeting somebody, you think they might be the one, you know, how do you know, well, is this my soulmate? They may have a lot of good things. It may be you have the chemistry, the connection, the compatibility, but you have to ask yourself questions like, can I count on this person to keep me physically and emotionally safe? You know, when I'm stressed out or hurt or ill, are they there to provide concern and assistance? You know, when I share my thoughts or feelings, do they listen? And can they respond with compassion and empathy and care? And, you know, can you count on them to keep their word? And do they want to spend time with you and make future plans? And do they celebrate your wins and hold your hands when things get tough? And are they, you know, financially responsible? And is their happiness as important to you as your own? So if you can check most of those boxes, you've totally, completely got a keeper. So Claire, do you want me to take them through a little process?
Yeah, so we want to create a space for us together to step into the experience of having and starting our relationship with our soulmate partner tonight as we're together in this really powerful circle as we're opening up.
Oh, good. Okay, so we can do this in about 3 minutes, all right? And I want you guys to know that there's no wrong way to do this, so don't get stressed out. But this is something I call love before first sight. So quantum physics has shown us that there's something called the unified field. And in this field, the past, the present, and the future are all happening at once. In addition to that, it's believed that everything and everybody is already connected together. One of my friends calls this the divine matrix. And in this divine matrix, since there's no time and we're already connected to everyone on Earth, this means that you are actually already connected to your soulmate on the unseen plane. Love before first sight. So this is really, really super exciting because it means that right now in this moment, you can get connected to your beloved. So you're not going to know their name. You don't know what they look like. But using your imagination and your heart, you can begin talking to them right now. So I'm going to give you a taste of what this is like. So if you can turn off any electronic gadgets, if there's anything on your lap, put it somewhere else and put your feet flat on the floor. And if it's safe to do so, just close your eyes. And I want to reiterate, there's no wrong way to do this, okay? So just sit back comfortably, listen to my voice, and I'm going to guide you through this process. And if in the way you find yourself not believing that any of this is real, that's okay. Just pretend that it's real just for now, okay? So let's take a long, slow, deep breath in through our nose and out through our mouth. Take another nice, long, slow, deep breath. If you notice your shoulders are up around your ears, let your shoulders drop. Sink a little deeper into your chair. And just allow yourself to be here in this moment and know that you are safe, you are loved, and you're in a circle of collective love. With your next inhale, gently allow your attention to drop from your head to the area around your heart. And if you'd like, put your hands over your heart. And keeping your attention on your heart, allow yourself to recall a memory or an experience of a time when you felt love. It can be any moment of love, whether you're looking into the eyes of a baby or a child or a pet, any happy memory of love will do. Just allow yourself to feel this feeling of love as if it's happening again. This sweet, sweet feeling. A feeling of love that's now bringing a smile to your lips. Keeping your attention on your heart, just imagine the names and faces of those you love appear inside your own heart. Whether it's your children, your parents, your siblings, your friends, your pets, just allow yourself to feel all the love you feel for all of them. Now, let all those images go. Imagine that you're in this divine matrix, and in this unseen dimension, you are connected to your beloved soulmate. You can't see their face, but in your heart, you can feel this connection, this wondrous connection that energetically is already existing deeply between the two of you. Imagine a golden cord of light that right now is extending from your heart to theirs. And with this heart connection, see if you can gently feel the beating of their heart. See if you can feel the comfort of their love. And through this golden cord of light, send them a wave of your love. And with this wave of love, send them an invitation that you're ready. You're ready now. You're open, willing, and available to meet them and to be together in the physical 3D world. Because just as you have been desiring and seeking them, they have also been seeking and desiring you. So right now in this moment, you have the opportunity to open the door, to put out the welcome mat, to make the invitation to begin the relationship right now. Now I want you to do something really bold. I want you to tell them how to find you. I want you to give them a clue. It could be something like, I'll be at the Starbucks at 9th and Main in San Francisco. Or you can find me on Match.com. I'm the one who loves beach volleyball. Or something like, my favorite guilty pleasure is a Godiva champagne truffle. Just send them one simple clue through this golden cord of light that connects you heart to heart. Now when you're done, with your hands over your heart, thank your beloved for connecting with you on this unseen plane. Know that you can visit it anytime. You now have a heart connection to them. And if you wish to stay connected, leave the golden cord in place. Or if you wish, if now is not the right time, just retract your golden cord back into your heart. Just do whatever feels most right for you. Now begin to feel your feet on the floor. Feel the temperature of the air around you. Bring your attention back up into your head. And when you're ready, just simply open your eyes.
Beautiful, Arielle. Wow. That's amazing. If anyone want to share about what you experienced in that, just go ahead and post a comment for us on the webcast page. That was amazing. You know, and beginning this relationship now, it begins to create a space where we can transform and open our identity and our sense of ourselves as already being partnered and part of a new relationship.
Yes, and you know, if you send out clues and or look for clues, they will appear. I'm not making this stuff up. The unified field really does exist, and I did this when I was manifesting Brian, which is one of the reasons I believe that the moment that we actually met on the physical plane, we recognized each other because I'd been talking to him every day for 6 months.
Wow, that's amazing. It's so powerful. And so I want to encourage everyone to just take a moment to do that, to integrate that, and send a message, what you most want to say and most want to share with your beloved. And move into receptivity and keep that receptivity going through the next 10 days of the series and absolutely beyond. So this is key one in beginning to open up to a vision of your soulmate partnership. And different seminars are going to help to flesh that out and open and expand that. So we want to take you through the remaining four keys that you're going to discover in the series and also introduce you to the highlights of the different speakers and the panels and how it's going to work. So I want to encourage you for the rest of the call while we're going through so you can follow along with us to visit our series program page if you're online right now and listening in on the webcast. Scroll down to seminar number one. We'll just give everyone a moment to get there. You can read a brief overview either now or later about how the structure of the program works. We're going to take you through it. But keep scrolling down the page to where it says day one, keynote number one, invoking Aphrodite, aligning with power and vulnerability to attract your soulmate. So we're going to go through the program in just a minute. But let's share the final four keys with you that are really going to be woven through the core of our program. So let's see here.
Well, I think key number two is how to release your limiting beliefs about love, men, and marriage. And as we've said many times already tonight, the truth is you are worthy of love, and there are plenty of aware, conscious men out there seeking marriage, and we're going to tell you where they are. And maybe the best news is as we've also said, being in a soulmate relationship will enhance your success and growth rather than limit it. So, one of the most important things to really get to is that love is possible for you at any age, any stage, any weight, any income level. And get to the belief that, yes, the world is full of awesome men and potential partners. And know and believe that a conscious man is going to be excited and supportive and will revel in your success. So these are just a few of the things that we're going to be able to deliver to you so that you will get fully immersed in these beliefs.
So when you go through that transformation and you're open to receiving love in your life, you are going to have that sense of possibility. Love is possible. That their world is full of amazing partners, that life is going to become richer. And so many of our sessions and keynotes and panels and speakers, hearing their stories and working with the processes they're going to share, because every woman is different in terms of the belief or the challenge, you know, about herself or about men or about marriage that's going to be really, you know, going to be a challenge for her. So if you take a look on the page. I mean, some of the seminars I can see are going to really blow that open. Beliefs about men and beliefs about, you know, what you believe about men, the possibility of marriage. John Gray is going to blow that wide open in his seminar on attracting a conscious man and what to look for in a life partner. In terms of beliefs about yourself, later that day, Marcy Shymoff has an amazing session on unlocking the magnetic power of self-love and happiness. So, you know, Marcy's going to work with you to transform a lot of the core beliefs that you have about yourself and your own lovability. And, you know, one of the biggest myths I think that you're going to, you know, discover and transform is this idea that you have to fully and completely love yourself first. These are beliefs that you need to be an opening to a new possibility, an opening to a new sense of love that are sufficient enough to be able to manifest your partner in a way that will then recalibrate the belief so that they really land and anchor in your body as true. Wouldn't you say that's true?
I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, self-love was one of my biggest issues, and I worked so many years on it. And what I discovered was, you know, it's a lifelong process, but the most healing place for me to getting to more self-love was seeing how much Brian loved me. the more that I could see that reflection in his eyes, the more I could love myself. So this belief that, you know, about, oh, I have to be, you know, totally in love with myself to find a partner, it's not true.
Mm-hmm. So that's the second key. You need to transform limiting beliefs about love, about men, about marriage. You know, this is, you know, another thing Marianne's going to work with in her seminar on invoking Aphrodite, I think, are a lot of the beliefs that we have collectively as women about our value and our senses of where we've been sourcing that in ways that create possibility. So the sessions are designed to support you in such a powerful way around that. So the third key that we're working with is that you are going to activate your feminine power and magnetism and radiance and manifesting powers to raise your love vibration. And when you are in the experience of having opened to self-love, you're going to discover that you are imperfect and love yourself anyway. You're going to discover that self-love means taking time for self-care and putting yourself first above everyone else. Self-love means learning how to self-soothe and self-soothe and comfort yourself when you're stressed or upset, have the tools to replenish your soul. Self-love is also about developing boundaries around your well-being and being able to have yes mean yes and no really mean no. And our speakers are going to help you develop this, and through that process, you're going to raise your love vibration. And do you want to share about Rory's session, Ariel?
Oh, yeah.
What she says.
So,
this is fantastic.
One of our experts is a woman named Rory Ray, and she's doing this amazing session called Unleash Your Inner Siren. And what I really took away from the session with her is that, you know, in business we've been taught to lean in, right? Sheryl Sandberg had that big best-selling book, Lean In. And in business, yes, we want to lean in. We want to go for it. But in love, when we want to be in our feminine energy, we need to learn how to lean back and receive.
Yeah.
And it's not about pushing, and it's not about driving, and it's not about making it happen. It's about allowing and receiving. So that's just a tiny, tiny taste of what some of this is going to be about. And we also have a panel that day called Reclaim Your Radiance, How to Overcome Feelings of Unworthiness and Powerlessness with three really powerful women who just will help you step into, you know, really embracing and loving your own feminine radiance.
And you're also going to discover the most powerful manifesting techniques, because, you know, when we're looking for a soulmate, when we're seeking a soulmate relationship, I want to really have all of the invisible forces and energy and intelligence of the universe working on our side in every way. I know your seminar is going to be amazing, Ariel. As part of this event, you're going to share the master manifestation techniques that you've discovered. And you're going to learn how to believe that you're already a powerful manifester. It's a key mindset shift. You're going to have the experience of being already connected to your beloved. We began that process tonight. You're going to be able to arrange your home and make sure it's a welcoming space and take actions in ways that will expand your power to manifest and create. So
yes, and then the next key is really how to become magnetic to a man.
I want to share one thing about this right out of the gate, because here's the big key I've discovered about this idea that men don't, you know, are intimidated or don't like powerful women. You know, what's really true about that is that, you know, men are not attracted to women who are self-absorbed, not able to receive love, and deprioritized relationships, which is often what happens when your attention is really on your career. And so when you shift those things and you become, you know, really available and prioritize love and really interested and really present, you know, your power is actually something that your partner is going to be really excited and inspired by. So this has nothing
right,
to do.
Right, because they need our attention.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with dimming down. This has nothing to do with being less powerful. But it's finding a new place to stand other than disappearing ourselves and just doing what, you know, our mothers taught us, which was to disappear ourselves and just, you know, mirror and, you know, and reflect and try to stroke the male ego. That's not what this is about at all. This is really about being transparent, being vulnerable, being open, being willing to show up in your flaws and all in ways that have you completely open and available to receive love.
Oh,
and,
amen to that.
Well, and be able to really give a lot of, you know, to feel like you're not losing power if you really give a lavish praise and really let your partner win and be acknowledged. You know, that's a really big thing as well. And to recognize that men especially really love making you happy. Like that is really their fulfillment in life. And so to be able to receive that is what may, you know, one of the things that makes you magnetic to the right partner.
Mm, absolutely.
Well, so that's the fourth key, learning how to stay in your power and be magnetic, you know,
right.
And be in this new dynamic without dimming down your intelligence, power, spirituality, consciousness. And so many of our speakers are going to help with that. You know, Alison Armstrong is going to talk about that. You know, John, Marianne, there are all pieces of this that they're going to share about. I'll speak a lot about it during my session too. And finally, the fifth key that you need to absolutely succeed is that you need to know how to make connections. It's actually kind of a simple thing. You need to be able to take action and go out and meet people and make connections and be available to be found, believe it or not. Just working on our inner barriers alone or having a soulmate vision, all of those things are wonderful and great, but without taking action to be out in the world. And what stops so many women who've done all of these other things, right, you know, so to speak, but they still haven't succeeded, is they don't know how to make connections and they don't know how to sort. They don't know whether or not the person they've met is the right you know, if they should see them again, or, you know, or if they are not attracted, do they eliminate them? Or, you know, like how do you assess whether someone is, you know, the kind of person that you want to get to know? So if you don't know how to make connections online, in person, through friends, when you're out at events, when you're just out in the world, if you don't know how to make connections and you don't know how to sort, this is probably where you're getting stopped. And we have an amazing program on this particular key. Do you want to share some of the highlights, Arielle?
Well, we have Bella Gandhi, who many of you have probably seen on the Steve Harvey Show. She is one of the world's great online dating experts. She's going to tell you step by step everything you need to know to do to be successful with online dating. And we also have another panel on how to turn online dating into a sacred spiritual experience. So you're going to get all the tools that you need to make all this happen.
Well, and so many women, I mean, the thing that's amazing too about the success stories is these are, you know, some of the most powerful, creative, gifted, talented women in the personal growth industry, and they're going to share what they went through to apply these five keys and experience this kind of transformation in their life. Like, with online dating. Do you want to share about Liz Dawn? We all know Celebrate
Yes.
Your Life, these amazing events.
Well,
that Liz has
my
created.
Friend Liz, who's a super powerful, amazing woman, turned 50, still never married, and decided that she was going to give herself 1 year to manifest the ideal spiritual conscious man of her dreams. And even though she was super busy, she cleared her schedule so she could go on 3 to 5 dates every week. She went on 79 first dates on Match.com. But number 80 was the absolute perfect guy for her, and they've now been married, happily married, for 5 years. And she shares in complete detail how she did it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And just so many women who their stories are so inspiring. So let's take a quick look at the program, and then I'm going to go over how to access the events and how the series is going to work. But let's just go through quickly through the program highlights. So the series officially starts tonight. We had our kickoff event for the next 10 days. You're going to receive a daily email with information about the program and access to that day's sessions. These events are going to go live at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern time every day for the next 10 days. And you're going to receive access for 24 hours to the day's sessions, to all of the panels and the keynotes and the success stories. You can take a look at the entire program on the page right now, and there's an overview of which sessions and speakers are on each and every day. Let's just walk through them very quickly. So tomorrow we're starting. Marianne Williamson is going to be on for her session on invoking Aphrodite and aligning power and vulnerability to attract your soulmate. That's her newest program that she created on this, and she's going to share the essence of this in this seminar starting tomorrow. And our panel on sensuality is going to be amazing. We have success stories. Joan Gray is going to be joining us on Thursday this week on attracting a conscious man, what to look for in a life partner, followed by Marcy. And you're going to hear from JJ Virgin. I mean, JJ's story, do you want to share a little bit about that too?
I do. So, you know, JJ Virgin is one of the premier nutritional experts alive on the planet today. And she had turned 50, and she was, you know, she's tall, blonde, beautiful. You'd think it'd be easier for her to find a guy. No, not. Well, she got onto Match.com, and she just decided to completely go for it. She wasn't going to dumb herself down. She was going to be really clear about what she wanted, what she needed. And she read her profile to me. She said, you know, I'm a four-time New York Times best-selling author committed to a healthy, happy lifestyle, and you're somebody who wants that lifestyle as well. And, you know, here are my must-haves, and here are my deal-breakers. And she was just unapologetic for what she wanted and needed. And this guy reached out to her, and of course, being so busy and not having made time, it took her 6 weeks until they could finally go on the first date. But this guy just knew that she was the one. Claire, the day after she said she'd meet him for a date, he took his profile down.
Wow.
And 3 days ago, I got an email from her from Puerto Vallarta. He just proposed, and they're now engaged.
I saw the pictures on Facebook. I'm so happy for her. Yeah,
she's so happy. And so in her success story interview, she shares in total detail not just what she did online, but the deeper inner transformational work that she did on her own heart and soul to heal her past heartbreaks so she'd be ready for a man who could meet her at the level of consciousness that she was seeking.
Mm, wow, that's powerful. See, these success stories, they have a transmission to them. They, you know, you're going to get activated and ignited just by listening to these women's stories. So much is going to shift inside of you. So that's awesome. Friday this week, on day three, you're going to hear from Dr. Amir Levine, who is one of the world's leading experts in the new science of attachment theory. Do you want to share about this?
Yes, this was completely new and different information for me. So it turns out that us humans, we come into three categories when it comes to how we attach with people. And 25% of us are what are known as avoidant types. So no matter what your type is, if you are dating avoidant types, they do not have the capacity to bond with you. You can never, ever be happy with them. So Dr. Levine explains all three types. He explains how you can figure out what type you are, and he also tells you the quick and easy ways to ask probing questions to determine what type the guy you're dating is so you don't waste time. So that's just the super, super short version.
Right. So,
I want to miss this.
And isn't it something like 70% of people online actually have the attachment style?
Yes. What he's discovered is that 70% of the men online are what are known as the avoidant types. Now, this is not a reason or an excuse not to be online, but it is a reason to understand what this is and how to spot it so that you don't end up dating any of them. And the reason there's more of them online is because they don't have the capacity to bond, they cycle through relationships very quickly. So it's not like they don't want to be in a relationship, they simply don't have the capacity.
Right, and so this is a big thing because you need to know how to not waste time with the wrong people. This is in our fifth key. And so many experiences we have in love that we kind of feel chemistry, and then the person doesn't necessarily reciprocate, and we think it's us, as opposed to that person fundamentally doesn't have a capacity to love, which leads us to a groundbreaking panel that we have on, is he worthy of your love? What to look for in a life partner? Can you share about this?
Yeah, so Melanie Tanya Evans is an expert on narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths. And it turns out once you understand what the traits of them are, you can also spot them, because for anybody who's been in a relationship with a narcissist or a sociopath, they're very charismatic. They're super charming. They will pull you into their web, and then it's very difficult to escape. So she, along with Carol Allen, are really going deep into how to spot these kinds. And then we brought in a grief expert, our dear friend David Kessler, who will help you if you have been through a trauma like this, how to forgive yourself, how to forgive them, and how to heal from the pain and trauma of being involved with a narcissist or sociopath. Very, very special, new, deep information.
It's an amazing panel. And you're going to hear from Sark, who is such a beloved author, and how she met her beloved soulmate at the age of 58. She has so much wisdom to share with that. And I can't wait to be with you all on Saturday to share about the 7 Power Keys for Smart, Creative, Gifted, Conscious Women to Attract Their Life Partner. I'm going to be giving you all my best feminine power magic. And then you're going to hear from Rory that same day about leaning back. And this is really
right.
Feminine power
and
approach.
Love.
Yeah, and reclaim your radiance. Amazing panel. Amy and Terry and Kristen are going to show you how you can put your achievement junkie into the back seat while you really activate your manifestation mojo. It's an amazing panel. It's going to be a wonderful day. And Mary Morrissey is going to share her story, the age of 55, of meeting her beloved soulmate, Joe. And someday, our love manifestation queen, Arielle, you're going to be on sharing your best love magic with us. And it's an amazing session. I have the honor of hosting you for it. And you really give the master keys to being able to manifest love. So definitely want to be there on Sunday. And there's also a panel enlisting the help of angels, ancestors, guides. And
how to use numerology to manifest love.
Monday, we're going to hear from the amazing, extraordinary Deepak Chopra, who's going to show you how to activate synchrodestiny to attract soul love. And you're going to hear from the Raising Your Love Vibration panel. And Jan Desai, what a story. Do you want to share about Jan?
Yeah, so many of you probably heard of the spiritual teacher Panache Desai, but what you don't know about Panache is his extraordinary wife, Jan, who is 26 years older than him. They've been together for 10 years. She is 59 years old, and they have two sets of twins under the age of 3. So by using, modern technology and IVF and a surrogate, they gave birth to two sets of twins, and she shares her whole powerful story of how she manifested this great love who came in a very unexpected package of a very much younger man. So you don't want to miss Jan Desai.
It's amazing, and her story is, she is the poster woman for It's Not Too Late. She really is,
yes,
amazing.
Exactly.
her story is going to inspire you so much. So Tuesday, you're going to hear from Secrets for Online Dating from Bella Gandhi, who is the fairy godmother of online dating. She's going to teach you everything you need to know about how to make connections online. You're going to hear from the amazing Dr. Laura Berman, who is a world-renowned sex and relationship educator and therapist, and she's going to share with you, you know, really so many of the things that women need to know in approaching dating who are strong, successful, smart, powerful women. She's going to share with you online dating secrets for conscious women. We have a wonderful panel on that as well, as Liz is going to share her story. The amazing Alison Armstrong is going to share about becoming magnetic to the right partner and all of these things on that we shared about becoming magnetic to a partner as a powerful woman. And then we're going to share with you a panel that I think has never really been done before at any Love Summit that is absolutely extraordinary, and we know that it's really needed in our community. It's on dating and recovery and what you absolutely must know about drugs, drinking, love addiction on your journey to new love so that you can really identify if someone you're potentially dating has an issue and whether it is or an issue, or if you're in recovery yourself, what you need to do to take care of yourself in the process. And the extraordinary Jack Canfield, who's just written a book on recovery, is part of that panel. Do you want to share with us a little bit about that, Ariel?
Yes, because, you know, Jack grew up as the child of alcoholics and went on to have children who became addicts and really wanted to dive in to understand this world of addiction. And we started talking one day about how does this really impact your love relationships. And with the new facts that 1 in 3 Americans drink too much, there's no way to avoid coming in contact with people who have addiction issues or in recovery, or you may even be that yourself. So we wanted to put together this panel to really address this issue in a way that's empowering. So whether you're the one in recovery or dating somebody in recovery, there are really boundaries to be set and things to be conscious of and to be aware of so that you can have the best possible experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a wonderful panel, and we're so excited to be able to share the world's leading experts on this topic with you to really give you the key takeaways here. And you're also going to hear from the extraordinary Dr. Jean Houston, who does an amazing seminar on unlocking your love code and the power of archetypes to support you in the process. That's our entire program. So every day you're going to receive an email to a live event page. You'll be able to listen in from anywhere in the world on your computer, on the internet. And it's going to go live at 9 a.m. Pacific, at 12 p.m. noon Eastern time every day with that day's program. For 24 hours, you'll be able to live stream the audio from your computer to listen.
For free,
because, you know, regardless of your income or where you are, we wanted the maximum number of people to benefit. But we also know, as we mentioned, that many of you are really busy. And also, even if you are able to listen to the seminars, you're going to want to own this series. You're going to want to listen to the seminars again, access the transcripts where you can highlight along the key takeaways. And you're going to want to own these seminars so that you can download them, listen in your computer, on your iPod, share them with your girlfriends, your aunt, or even your mother if she's manifesting love with women that you care about. Have a women's circle and listen together. You're going to want to, you know, continue to listen to many of the guided practices and tools and really keep them with you on your journey all the way into the arms of your beloved. So we're excited to have created a fantastic upgrade option for you. I'm going to share about the gold upgrade package and the bonuses that you're going to receive. The first gold upgrade package bonus, and you're going to hear from Marianne Williamson, has an amazing seminar on how to turn your relationship into a spiritual adventure and really prepare your conscious spiritually to create a soulmate relationship. David Kessler, amazing, one of the world's foremost experts on healing and loss. I'm going to host him for this. on healing your heart and opening up to new love and how the best is yet to come. So if you are healing from heartbreak, if you are in a divorce or a transition in your life, and you want new love, but you feel like you're still holding on, we're going to create a powerful circle to support you to heal and transform that in a way that you can then move on to the rest of the material from the series. Alison Armstrong and John Gray, I think this is the best seminar of all time on cracking the love code, what men and women must know about each other. They're both acclaimed experts in understanding men and women together. They compared notes and brought together their essential knowledge. In this session, you're going to get this as a bonus. And you'll also receive from our friend Jonathan Astley a session on dating divorced men, what you must know, a two-part audio workshop. So a lot of questions, you know, that women have had over the years. This is a fantastic session on this. So you get access to all the keynotes, all the panels, all of the inspiring success stories. You get access to coaching calls with us and those extra bonuses that we mentioned, the total value of each of these individual components, if we were to price them out individually, is over $2,000. At the event only, for the 10 days during the series, you're going to be able to order and upgrade and receive access to the entire program and all of these bonuses for only $97. And I just feel so proud, Ariel, that we can bring so much value for our participants and give you access to all of these leading-edge tools in a way that to own the series yourself, it's incredibly affordable. So that's our series. We have been really working on this for the past year, and we have an amazing team. It takes an entire village of our extraordinary team here to bring this together. We have so many of our team members who have just been working around the clock for months leading up to this launch. We just want to invite you to join us in extending some appreciation to them. And we want to close with just an appreciation for you for being here. And we are standing with you. We have really put together in this everything that we know or have discovered, our entire network of relationships and resources for you to finally have the breakthrough and access the tools and the support that you need to manifest and create this kind of extraordinary love in your life. And the thing is, your soulmate is waiting for you as well. This is what we've seen over the years.
They're not only waiting for you, they're looking for you.
And they're feeling very sad that you're not really clear about what it is that you desire, or that you are really kind of in a limiting belief, or that you have your attention on the things that aren't really having you be available, or that you think that you need to lead with your accomplishments, or that you don't have the tools and the skills to be able to find them in this big world and sort through all the people that are not right for you to really find your love. So we're really excited about the series. We're so glad that you're with us. Look in your inbox tomorrow morning for an email with event a daily access, and we can't wait to get started. So we have officially kicked off. Thank you so much, everyone. So happy
Thank
to be
you,
with
everybody.
You.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's end by joining our voices and hearing the sound together of us as a global community, our love manifesting power. Come on, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. For more information about how you can download the audios, visit artofloveaudios.com. Again, that's artofloveaudios.com. We want to thank our event partners, The Art of Love, today's leading online community for creating and sustaining extraordinary relationships, and Feminine Power, the leading online community, courses, and advanced coaching, facilitation, and leadership trainings designed to support women stepping into their highest possibilities. Find out more at femininepower.com. On behalf of your hosts, Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much support on your journey to lifelong love and happiness with your soulmate.